Colonels Island Terminal at the Port of Brunswick continued its record-setting pace in March, handling 77,236 units of roll-on, roll-off cargo, an increase of 13,438 units or 21% over the same month last year. March was the busiest month ever for RORO cargo in Brunswick, with organic growth and new customers driving increases in both autos and high and heavy equipment, said Georgia Ports Authority President and CEO Griff Lynch. Import and export trade has increased as automakers expanded production and Colonels Island processors have captured additional market share in the South Atlantic region. Among GPA's March RORO volumes, 4,210 units were high and heavy cargo. Fiscal year 2024 machinery volumes now total 20,113, an increase of 6,887 units or 34% through the first 9 months of the fiscal year, which ends June 30, 2024. From July 2023 through March 2024, GPA has moved 628,937 total units of RORO cargo, an increase of 88,200 or 16%. The monthly average is 69,882 units, meaning Georgia Ports could handle an all-time record of 800,000 units by the end of its fiscal year in June. Brunswick's terminal capacity, its location just 2 miles from I-95, and on-terminal rail facilities make it the perfect gateway to serve manufacturers and dealerships across the southeast, said GPA Board Chairman Kent Fountain. The investments we are making will ensure Colonels Island has the capacity to meet the demand of the region's fast-growing population for years to come. 23 carmakers and 17 heavy machinery producers use the Port of Brunswick, which handled approximately 723,515 RORO units last fiscal year. Colonels Island handled a record 52 vessels in March, up 11 vessels or 27% compared to March 2023. The Port of Brunswick has handled 431 RORO vessels during the first 3 quarters of the fiscal year. Based on its monthly average, Colonels Island is on track to handle a record 572 ships by the end of June. The previous record was 534, set in FY2015. To better accommodate growing trade, the Georgia Ports Authority is increasing its infrastructure for processing autos and high and heavy equipment. Colonels Island is undergoing a $262 million infrastructure program that is nearing completion. Projects are expanding capacity by adding 122 acres of RORO storage and 640,000 square feet of new processing space. These projects are more than 85% complete and should be finished in late summer 2024. Another 300 acres are available for development. GPA is also in the process of adding a fourth RORO berth to handle additional vessels. Currently in the engineering phase, the new berth will more efficiently accommodate vessels capable of carrying 7,000-plus vehicles. About Georgia Ports. Ports are economic engines. Georgia's ports and inland terminals support more than 561,000 jobs throughout the state annually, contributing $33 billion in income, $140 billion in revenue and $3.8 billion in state and local taxes to Georgia's economy. Since 2012, GPA has invested $3.27 billion in building new port and inland infrastructure and is planning on spending an additional $4.5 billion in the next 10 years as part of its port master plan to expand cargo handling capabilities to support future supply chain requirements. GPA's community engagement efforts are industry-leading with a $6 million donation to communities located near the Port of Savannah to support a multi-year, local workforce housing initiative. CNBC ranked Georgia number one in the U.S. for infrastructure in America's top states for business in 2023. Area Development, a site selection news outlet for the U.S., has ranked Georgia as the top state to do business for 10 consecutive years. For further information, visit gaports.com or contact Manager of Media Relations Edward Fulford at efulford@gaports.com 912-964-3806.